listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Wheatbelt local news. Here's what's making news Friday, February 3. Major crash detectives are investigating after a man was killed in a crash in Badgingarra last night. A Toyota Land Cruiser left Watheroo Road and rolled several times just after 10 o'clock. The 25-year-old driver sadly died at the scene. Witnesses are urged to contact Crime Stoppers. Esperance has been named the 12th most loved destination in the world. The International Tourism Sentiment Index has released their top 100 list, generated from billions of conversations worldwide. Esperance Tourism Development Manager Simon Latchford says it's thanks to locals.
For Esperance come in 12th out of the top 100 in the entire world is just an extraordinary result. And Team Esperance, and by that I mean the community, council, the people, and everybody that's helped support and backed and loves Esperance. What a rock star day for us. Take a bow, Esperance.
There's a call for the state government to upgrade Esperance Airport's runway to accommodate larger air tankers to help respond to bushfires. A water bomber has been based in Busselton over the bushfire season, but it can't land in Esperance. Shire CEO Shane Burge says there have been some discussions around the issue.
We said that we would be interested in the state having a look at Esperance being a strategic location, and if suitable, we would be interested in looking at upgrades to our runway to accommodate aircraft such as those.
In local sport, a huge round in Kalgoorlie basketball overnight. The Olympians managed to just scrape through with a win over the Saints. The score's 75-72. CBC and Franchise will battle it out tonight. Catch all the action at Niels Hansen Stadium from 6:15. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search up your area and subscribe now.